Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
All right, so how are you, man?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm great. Pronounce your name for me. I don't want to get it wrong. Pronounce your name for me.
Zamiro. Zamiro Oputa.
Okay, you said Zamiro?
Zamiro.
Oh.
Like Camaro, but with a Z, Zamiro.
Oh, Zamiro. All right, all right. I don't want to get it right. Man. So
no,
doing,
no,
man?
No, definitely.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Do me a favor, man. Take a few minutes, take a few seconds to introduce yourself to the listeners, man. Let them know who you are, man.
Okay. We're here right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is Zamiro, and I'm a contestant on the NBC show Fashion Star.
And so you're from Detroit, correct?
I'm from Detroit. Yes, I am born and raised, and I currently live in New York City, where I'm working and trying to live the best of both worlds, working and playing. Man.
So I want you, as far as you started this, explain to me and my listeners, where did you get the idea to want to become a designer?
So the story is, growing up, I'm the youngest. I got three older brothers and a younger sister. So I was the one that always got all the hand-me-downs. So pretty much it kind of boiled down to me trying to, I guess, reinvent what they were giving to me, because we were so close in age that I would become the butt of everybody's jokes. So I started to, you know, take the long sleeve shirts and make them long sleeve, and, you know, take my pants and do something funky with them to kind of make the outfit look new. And that kind of was the inspiration behind me teaching myself to sew and teaching myself to design new looks, new styles, and new pieces. And from that, I've always had this desire to want to design clothes. And one day when I was here in New York, I just went out, bought a sewing machine, and I taught myself how to sew, because I could never really truly find what I wanted in the stores. So when I taught myself how to sew, everything else is pretty much history.
How would you describe your designs?
I like to say it's very street tutorial. So very very edgy, very casual, but everything has a kind of a twist to it, an edge to it. Very functional pieces where I zone in on the detail. I zone in on the purpose of wearing the garment, so I'm not making the raincoat if it's not really rainproof, you know. So I think everything that I design kind of has a purpose to it, a functionality to it, and at the same time, it kind of gives you the opportunity to kind of be the cool guy in the room. If everybody has a white shirt on, I'm gonna have a white shirt with a little bit more detail to kind of make it a standout piece, but still something that's wearable and something that's classic and regal. So I like to kind of put it into it like a sartorial streetwear category.
Mm-hmm. If I could ask you this question, what celebrity style do you admire, and what celebrities would you like to dress? Who was the celebrity you'd like to see with your designs?
I love the style of like a Justin Timberlake, a Kanye West, or Pharrell Williams. I think they all have three different styles, but so similar in the way that they execute the style. I like JT for his casual ability to wear almost anything. He understands the fit and function of his body and how to wear the clothes. And Kanye, his level of creativity and his the risk that he takes when he wears his clothes. And then Pharrell, I like the whole punk rock or the skateboard look, but he does it very clean. Nothing is ever too baggy. Everything is fitted, but it still has the punk rock feel to it. And I think those three together kind of describes, you know, me, my personal style, and some of the style aesthetics that I pull from to kind of make this whole, you know, Zamiro brand that I'm trying to create.
Any major designers that were a major influence on you and you wanted to become a designer?
Oh, yeah, definitely followed Tom Ford, I love his structure, his cuts. Ralph Lauren, in terms of his lifestyle of a brand, he catered to many different lifestyles, including my own, when I wasn't able to afford the higher end polo. You know, I was able to go to the Chaps when I can afford it, but it was the style aesthetic was still there. I'm a Nicolas Kay fan. Nicolas Kay is a outerwear designer that zones in on like collars and with his coats and exaggerated coatings and fabrics, and he's one of my favorites. So those three, and of course John Varvatos, I have to put him in. Not only being from Detroit, I love that he's inspired by music. He loves rock and roll, and I'm a music lover as well, and I pour inspiration from those genres of music as well as he does. So those are definitely some of my greatest inspirations in fashion.
Where do you go for inspiration?
Where do I go? Everywhere. I get it here in New York, you get it on the subway. You see it through magazines. I love to travel, and I love to kind of study other cultures, including my own, which is Nigerian. I definitely study the cultures and kind of see how people dress from environment to environment, to city and city, and country and country. And I kind of take and pull from those. Even when I go to London, I'll take what's trending over in London or what I think is cool, and I'll implement it into something that I'm doing. And, of course, I always attribute all this stuff to music. Music is definitely a great and huge inspiration for me.
Mm-hmm. How does your family feel about, you know, you being on the show and everything, and, you know, so how does your family feel about that?
My family's actually pretty supportive of them. In the beginning, you know, obviously they wanted to make sure that everything that I was doing was under wraps and I would be able to provide for my family, you know, once I started the family. But they're ecstatic. I think I've become the outcast of the family, going against the grain of doing the design aspect and not the engineering aspect. But they're supportive. My mom is ecstatic. My dad's pretty happy about it. I think my brothers and my sisters are all kind of in awe when they see me on TV, and they've seen like some of the more professional designs that I've done. They're like, I didn't think you had it in you, but you know, now I'm seeing it. So they're pretty happy about it. And so that's definitely a great support system for me.
Right, and I was told you have a degree, or you went to college and you have engineering.
Yes. A degree in engineering from Michigan State, package engineering, actually. So I design and test and manufacture all of secondary and tertiary packaging and primary packaging. So anything you can think of that comes into a package that you can use a water bottle, for example, is what I do for a living. Is I design those things. I design all the packages you get from Beats by Dre or when you get your package in the brown box. I even have to design those and make sure the integrity of the box is exactly what it needs to be in order to get to you in tip-top condition. So I protect the products.
Interesting, man.
Kind of has
similarity to fashion.
Say it again?
Kind of has a similarity to fashion.
It does. No, yeah, you have to pay attention to the details and to make sure that you're implementing an aesthetic that is going to cater to the customer you're trying to do. So you work really closely to marketing to say, hey, this is the message that I want to display and this is who we want to benchmark. And it's kind of the same with, you know, with fashion. You have to find out who your competition is and you know, who inspires you, and you want to make sure that you are selling your brand when it's hanging on the hangers or when it's sitting on the shelf. It's the same way with fashion. So it's kind of synonymous, but a different type of thought process. What I do is a little bit more technical. Fashion is definitely technical in terms of fit, form, and function, but it's also a level of creativity that's involved as well.
You still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I kind of found you went out. Like Ash, man, you've been on the show for a little bit now, but what have you learned since being on the show?
Oh, man, that how you convey yourself is definitely important. knowing your customer is extremely important. I know a lot of things that I've learned is I love my personal style. You know, I definitely think it's a great thing. I embrace it. But I've learned that my personal style is not the style that everybody else wants. So learning how to pick a lane, stand that lane, and be confident in who your guy is and make sure that you're actually catering to somebody. You know, you can have a very unique and creative idea, but if nobody wants to wear it and it's not selling, who cares? So I think me thinking outside of the box and being smart about the fabrications that I use, the color that I use, to be trendy. I'm not a very trendy person, but I learned how to either set a trend or try to set a trend or follow a trend but not let it consume and consume who I am as a designer. So there's a lot of key points that I've learned from the buyers and the mentors during my time on the show.
Now, the show airs tonight, correct, on NBC, right? Was it at 8? Is that 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
No, yesterday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It is yesterday?
Yes, every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Okay. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, I got it mixed up. I got it mixed up. So I actually missed it yesterday, man. My apologies, man.
Oh, man, you're breaking my heart, man. I know you at least DVR'd it, right?
I'm on the air that time of the day, so I came on early today so I can get you in, man.
I'm not answering any questions about yesterday's episode until you watch it, man. I'll tell you everything up until then.
That's how I found out about you, man. You seem like a great dude, man. So I said I had to get you on the show. So man, so don't forgive me for this, man. I got next tours are definitely gonna be tuning in, man. And you still on? I know you still on, man. You still on the show, right?
I can't. I'm not telling you until you watch it. No, I made it through. I made it through yesterday.
Okay. Well, see, man, you feel me?
I survived another week.
Okay, I'm not bothering me from phone calls, man. You got to go. you gotta send some samples over here to me, man, so I can wear it out here, man. Defense, I gotta definitely put you out there, man, even more.
I'll see what I can do, man. I'll call my people, have my people call your people.
anytime, man. I'm always here, man. We don't have to go through people like that, man. My producer just put something in front of me, man. We're actually second cousins, man, so that makes it even better, man.
Definitely.
Zamala, is there anything else you want to put out there to my listeners, man, and let them know anything else, man?
No, I just want to make sure that everybody follows the show. Tuesdays, 10 o'clock, NBC. Definitely have everybody follow me on Twitter, which is my first and last name. It's NZIMIROPUTA. And definitely go to the fan page, like the fan page, and follow the show. We have four episodes to go, and we're almost to the end, so it's kind of getting down to the wire. So support and support the movement.
I'll definitely be there to support, man. I'm gonna check the schedule, and I'll definitely make fly out, man, and actually see a live episode, man. So
definitely, you got to. Let me know what you think.
Don't be surprised I come backstage, man, and you're like, yo, you sound good, man.
I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting for you, actually.
All right, man. I'm gonna hold you to that, man. We definitely gonna hang out, man, after the show, man.
No, definitely.
And of course, man, when you come, of course, man, anytime you're back in New York, man, definitely stop by the station, man. We'd love to have you over here in person, man.
Oh, are you? Are you in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in New York. I stay in New York as well.
Yeah. Huh?
No, I stay in New York.
Okay. Well, that's even better, man. Definitely come by the show, man. We would definitely have you, man. You're a friend to the show now, man. You definitely got to come back by, man. And listen, man, don't forget about the show, man. Keep in touch with the show, man. We're not going anywhere. Keep in touch with the show. I'm not going to keep you long, man. I know you got, you know, other things you need to be doing, man. You want to give me a shout-out?
Definitely.
Just
everybody, all the contestants on the show, all 14 of us who who made it on the show. Of course, Jessica, John, and Nicole, and of course, Elle, and the buyers, Macy's, Saks, and H&M, everybody who pretty much helped support me to get to this point. So thank you all.
Yeah, man, much love to you, man. Once again, man, come back by the show anytime, man, all right? And I'm the UFC, have my support, all right?
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, man, be blessed, man.
All right, you too as well.
Shout out to Zamaro for coming on the show. He's a contestant on NBC's Fashion Star. Make sure you watch him Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to jump into Mano, and I'll be right back. But that could be us.
Princess, somebody's girl, she probably might be one. I know a real bad bitch when I see one. I'm like, if it was me, I keep one. Because she the kind of girl a nigga needs, son. No games, I'm serious, I think I really like her. Oh lord, she's it, I'll wipe her. Hoping I can get close enough to try her. Man, I will lock her down, life her. Cause she the baddest bitch in the world. And all I think is how I'm supposed to make her my girl. Damn, I just wanna get the chance to please her. Look at Jay-Z and B, that could be us. You got what I need, I knew it. Let's not waste time, let's do it. Wife. I done made my old girl jealous. On the red carpet, now my new chick famous. My dog told me lately I ain't focused now. Cause it's clear, shorty got me open now. She really got me spinning like a ceiling fan. I ain't in and out the clubs, I'm a different man. I used to play around with the groupies, yeah. Met her, then I gave the groupies up. Long hair, green eyes. True religious, fitting tight around her mean thighs. Off of what my boy said. I'm just trying to be a boyfriend. And you ain't got to worry about some chick, baby. You that bitch.
We can do it big now. Make a Jay-Z. Believe that.
Shades on, you an actress. No turned up, walk like you that bitch. I know exactly what you all about. The new Louis bag before it's even out. Yeah, baby, I know how to treat ya. Handcuffs, you a keeper.
We can do it.
Supporters, love you, stay up, stay strong, here's Bernie, but I want to be down. Peace.